else?
Ready, I think, man.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our service personnel. Thank you. Roll call, please.
This is for the July 17th, 2018, regular board meeting. Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
And Director Link?
Here.
I need a motion to approve the minutes from the June 19th meeting and the minutes for the Finance and Audit Committee and the Special Board meeting.
I make the motion to approve.
My second.
All right, Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Next item is warrants and awards and contracts and updates. The San Antonio Pass Water Regional Water Alliance update. Mrs. Israel?
We have to talk about something later about the alliance, so I'll just go ahead and do it all at the same time.
I'm not sure.
Is Mr. Ortiz here?
No, you.
So are we going to do the closed session?
Yes.
You're up with your management report.
Yes, that works much better. That makes it so much
better. Just give the board an update on the Bonita and DeLuca and Well 1 update. We've been finding hidden valves based on the county's contractor doing the chip sealing. They've inadvertently or curiously covered the valves. Occasionally when we have windy days, you know, blowing dust and dirt, that covers the valve. Picture here is we found a cluster of two valves on Bonita and Magnolia, where the pavement stops and dirt road continues going north. Also, discovery is that we think, and has been verified yet, but that line continues going north under the railroad tracks and across Maine to the air vac. Before, I was told that air vac, and again, we have no as-builts and no plans, but I was told that the reason why an air vac was installed there, that was a dead end, but this could be possibly we have a 90 and it goes underneath the railroad track and hooking up with Bonita. So we're in the process of investigating that. That's also Magnolia and Bonita on the southeast corner. There's according to our plans, there is supposed to be one more valve, and we're going to be looking into that and see if that's covered. We'll be opening up the pavement when we have the time and to determine whether that's a drawing or is it if it was actually installed. Because if you look at the that's just one valve, there should be a valve cluster there. But we've taken the metal detector and with negative results, so we're going to have to open up the street. Also, right at the dead end of Ramona and west of Pecan, those two valves were inadvertently overlooked. and they were shut. The last time that we did work on the on Ramona and Pecan was when we outsourcing. So I suspect maybe the people that we outsourced to repair their helps forgot to turn that valve, those valves back on. Now, turning those valves on also continued increase the output of well one. There's a set of shutoff valves right at the entrance of tank two or tank one, and one is controls the old 10-inch line, and the other controls the 12-inch line that was installed about 10 years ago. We opened up the 12-inch line, and tank one, you can actually start seeing it drop. But it's not filling tank three, because when I first came here, that was the primary tank, tank one. When three would reach the halfway mark, it would actually refill tank three and serve the east side of the community. So we're investigating that also. And during that investigation, we had a major failure of the SCADA, and for the last 2 weeks, I've been monitoring and physically staying overnight at tank two to physically verify that the pumps has been remotely activated, and when not, I go in. Back in the old days, I go back and manually switch it back on and make sure it doesn't overflow in the morning. So we're working on that, and of course, you know, we have to have a heat wave for this last 2 weeks. So. And on a more positive note, we bought some gravel and we took out the grass, and I don't know if you saw, we have gravel along that easement, and hopefully the degenerates here in this community, the few that we have, won't start kicking the gravel around and make a mess. But we're demonstrating a little bit about water conservation, the water district is. And that's my report. Oh, by the way, we have two VIPs here, and they would like to make a presentation to acknowledge R.D. Cash, our former board president. And being that we have a closed session and other things, I'd like to ask the chairman to please divert and have them appear first.
No, I want to make her wait.
Carrie Mariner is a member of the Banning Unified School District Board of Trustees, and Ron Duncan is the director for the Santa Gloria Pass Water Agency.
Good evening. Today, this evening, we're here in remembrance of Mr. R.D. Cash. As some of you well know, Mr. Cash passed away at the age of 79. He was our board president here at Cabazon Water District for 9 years, from 2004 to 2013. He was survived by his wife, Rachel Cash. He also owned a local business in Banning, which was Cash Radiators. Mr. R.D. Cash was an integral part of our community. He did a lot of public service. He took students here in Cabazon for Cabazon Elementary, and during field day and holidays, we take them around. If you see the pictures in the hallway area, he took our students around on his tractor. Mr. Cash was an amazing person and a pioneer for Cabazon Water District. He helped acquire this million-dollar building. He acquired the outlets and million-dollar system over there with a well and more tanks. And he's going to be greatly missed. So on behalf of my family, the Mariners, and residents and children of our community, we are dedicating this to Mr. R.D. Cash.
Thank you very much. So where are we
going to
hang it?
That's what I was going to say.
How about right here? It would suit.
He got this building.
He
held Mr. Ashley to this building. Wherever you want to dedicate.
We have such a large public here. We need to go into a closed session to do a couple legal items. It's probably going to be half hour, give or take. So just be aware that you guys are going to be sitting here looking at all your beautiful faces together and wondering, what are we talking about? And we'll let you know as soon as we come back out. All righty? So motion to go into closed session. It's at 6:17.